Today on Trending 55, we're speaking with the MLA for Peace River, Dan Williams. And Dan, as always, appreciate you for taking the time to join us, especially with how busy the government's been lately.
Always happy to chat with you in River Country, Kenny.
All right, Dan. So I guess the first question is that obviously the biggest excitement for everybody is Stage 2, which was last week. And I think the interesting thing about it is that even because of the work of Albertans, some of Stage 3, pieces of Stage 3 have been put into the Stage 2 relaunch. And what does that say about people in Peace Country, people around Alberta who've really followed the rules to bring us to this point?
Well, you're exactly right, Kenny. We, as the government, they've decided to speed up the process. So not only have we brought in some Stage 3 into Stage 2, swimming pools and gymnasiums and recreation of that kind, also the date for Stage 2 was sped up as well. And it's due in large part to the fact that Albertans have done a very, very good job. This is evidence-based policymaking. We're taking all of our advice from public health officials, weighing that with considerations of our societal, economic, and human consequences of everything. And all together, with evidence-based policymaking, we can cautiously be optimistic about the future going forward, especially right now. We've had huge, huge success. Alberta has had one of the highest levels of success in fighting COVID-19 with public health measures, with a very few number of deaths comparatively to other jurisdictions. Though every death is a tragedy, understandably, we've minimized those massively in the province, and they're a lot smaller. And this has allowed us, because of the success we've had and the choices that Albertans have made, we can now open up to a much, much higher degree.
All right, Dan. And I know one thing on that, too, especially to people in this region, especially northern Alberta and a lot of people in Alberta as well, is that the fact that they can return to church, to mosque, to synagogue, wherever they like to practice their faith, and they have that opportunity to do that now with no limits on that. And I know for you personally, as well as like people around here, that's got to be a big win. And I know a lot of people seem to be happy about that. Have you been hearing a lot about like getting a big thumbs up on that?
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of positive feedback, and you're exactly right. It doesn't matter where you are in the province. You could be going to a mosque in northeast Calgary, Boudreaux in southeast Edmonton. You could be going to a church anywhere across the province. In the province of Alberta, folks take their freedoms very seriously, and particularly the constitutional freedom, the first one outlined in the Charter, the right to freedom of expression, association, and religious practice. So it's good to see that there are still limits in place in terms of social distancing, in terms of the procedures that folks ought to take. But we're leaving it up to individual, responsible faith leaders to decide what capacities they can have within their edifices, because every single church and mosque and place of worship is different size, a different context. And they're in the best spot to be able to make those decisions as long as they're following those other recommendations by the government.
Yeah, important to note that the social distancing measure, 6 feet recommendation of distancing, still applies everywhere, and people should be vigilant on that. Now, something else, speaking of that, that comes up is the fact that parents could, or at least as of right now, Education Minister Adrianna LaGrange did say last week that if she had to make a decision at that moment, it would have been scenario one, which is the near full resumption of in-class learning on that, too. And I know there's some parents that maybe have some hesitation, but for the most part, do you think the parents, at least from what you're hearing, are excited about that possibility, provided the health data lines up at that time?
Yeah, I think most Albertans want to, when it's safely, return to normal life, and that includes the education of children. But the biggest reason that they understand that the services that the schools offer in education are incredibly valuable to them, to the future of their children, and that's the kind of thing that this government wants to be able to do, but do safely. So as the minister said, as of right now, we're cautiously optimistic. If we had to pull the trigger today, which we don't, thankfully, we'd be going forward in that scenario one. There will be likely, whatever we do, some measures still to protect children and our society at large if children go back to school in September. But I'm hopeful and very optimistic that we can go back to a more or less a normal day-to-day life with a few different amendments to make sure that we're being conscientious of the fact that we're now in this this COVID era. But that being said, Alberta's in a spot where we have one of the freest regimes compared to anywhere else in North America, one of the top few. And it's due in large part to the fact that we've had so much success. And this government has been very quick and anxious to return these freedoms back to the Albertans to whom they belong. And we can do that because the evidence and the science is leading us in that direction.
Yeah, no doubt about that, and obviously keeping an eye on the recommendations of Dr. Hinshaw. Now, in terms of returning to class, there's no doubt about it that school boards like the Peace River School Division, Northlands, are going to pick up extra costs in terms of sanitization and cleaning, which is obviously very important to make sure that everyone feels confident and safe as they return to those schools. Since this, at least these scenarios are being mandated by the province, I was asked by somebody, would there be any possibility of provincial funding at least to help with some of the upgraded cleaning and sanitation costs, at least that you know of yet?
That's kind of thing that I'm going to have to speak in detail with the minister about, but I'm open to that conversation, and I'm happy to work with anyone who has concerns around it.